is 7:30. Or 7:30-ish, 7:31, which means it's time to get to the Little League Report. We've got Tyler Smith on the phone. Tyler, how are you this morning?
Man, I am good. I am good.
You got great weather last night. In fact, we're having a little bit warmer than normal week, but that probably sits well for you guys sitting out there in the very pleasant evening. So hopefully you have a very full report for us today. And with that, I'm going to turn the mics over to you and let us know what the little fellas did last night for today's Little League Report.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, we had a really, really good night. It was hot early, but it was a great night for baseball. We had four machine pitch games and two minors games I'll speak to. And I liked how you talked about Major League Baseball, college baseball, and now we're talking about Little League baseball.
Absolutely.
So here we go. We'll start with the machine pitch. Game number one, we had Garrett Paving versus Service Master. The Garrett Paving Red Wolves outlasted a hard-fighting Service Master Lions team 10-8. After the Red Wolves jumped out to a 10-1 lead, the Service Master team continued the battle, scoring seven runs in the final three innings to keep the score close for an exciting finish. The Garrett Paving Red Wolves were led at the plate by a monster night from Van Jimenez, who had three hits and five RBIs, Blake Tiller, Nathan John, Reese Newcomers, Cameron Fields also had three hits. Other players with multiple hits included Byard Naismith and Hagan Ray. Cameron Fields also made defensive play of the game with a sliding catch on a pop-up from the pitcher's position. For the Lions, Big Bad John Cook made big plays all night. At the plate, he ripped the ball, turning in two hits and two RBIs. On defense, he turned in one of the Lions' best plays of the season, backhanding a line drive from the pitcher's mound, then tossing to the second base to convert a huge double play for his team. Jack and Nock Ewing also turned in multiple hit performances. And Rylan Maxey and Daniel Williams each drove in big runs to help the Lions get back into the game. Adam Crist had a big night at the plate, going 3-for-3 in the game, crushing two doubles and a triple to keep himself in scoring position all night. And finally, Sam McElrath and Liam McFarland took home game balls for Service Master, each turning in multiple hits and driving in runs at critical junctures in the game to give their team a fighting chance to the end. So it was Garrett Paving 10 and Service Master 8. And everybody, watch out for the Service Master team. They are getting better and better each day, and just in time for the tournament at the end of the season. Next game we have Athens ENT versus Fortson and Bentley and Griffin Green Machine. Athens ENT fighting parrots were led offensively by Bruno Betzel, Wyatt McCrory, and Mason Marshall, each of whom had two hits on the night and an RBI. Timothy Stokes went 2-for-2 on the night and led the team with two RBI. Silas Webb and Jacob Lopez each had clutch two-out hits and drove in runs for the home team. The story of the night was the defense of the ENT of Athens. Nash Norris and Matthew Dennis connected for a 1-3 double play in the first inning and for a long out from short in the fifth. Nash Norris recorded the final two outs in the last inning to seal the victory. The Fortson and Bentley Griffin Green Machine played tough until the end. They were led offensively by Noah the Iceman Gertz, Jordan the Burner Turner, Hampton Hitman Smith, Paul RBI Land, Walker Poole, Reed Poole, Buck Jackal, and Grayson Tappan. Tough catching from Grayson Tappan, Buck Jackal, and Wade Tough Guy Poole. So final score, Athens ENT 7, the Fortson Bentley and Griffin Green Machine 4. Game number 3 of machine pitch was the Johnson Benefit Group versus Northeast Sales. The Northeast Sales Gophers squared off against the Johnson Benefit Group dominating Devils last night, with Johnson Benefit Group hanging on to win 13-12. Johnson Benefit Group is led at the plate by Knox Langley, who was 4-for-4. Oliver Macho Man Katz and Brady Coley were both 3-for-3. And Leon the Lion Chin, who was 3-for-3 with three doubles and three RBIs. Bryce Johnson was 3-for-4 with a double and a homer. And Harris Earl and Cody Massey were both 2-for-3 with coming through with clutch hits to advance the runners. Defensively, Brady Coley, Bryce Johnson, and Knox Langley all made great plays for the dominating Devils. The Northeast Sales Gophers fought back but came up just short. The Gophers were led to the plate by Rob Freeman, Parker Cates, Harrison Hall, all were 3-for-3. Quinn Walraven, Dwight Foster, Asa Allison, and Dakari Evans, all were 2-for-3, while Barrett Walraven and Will Grayson, Tate Alverson, and Hudson Hall all had timely hits for the Gophers. Sam Wilson had some great plays in the field, holding the Johnson Benefit runners. Again, the final score was Johnson Benefit Group 13, Northeast Sales 12. The final machine pitch game of the night was Five Market Realty versus the Rook and Pawn. In a spirited game between two teams that know each other well, this was their third game this season. Five Market Realty held on to an early lead to defeat the Rook and Pawn 16-8. Henry Johnson, Carson Fambro, and Ethan Tingle all had three hits, and Jace Maddox, William Leach, and Elijah Waller had two hits. The Rook and Pawn started slow but got things rolling late, led at the plate by Benjamin Krim, Red Hogan, Luke Kelly, who all had three hit nights. Josiah Bryce, yet again, was a defensive dynamo, making key outs in the field, but without question, the play of the game and candidate for the play of the year out of Highland Park in the top of the fifth inning was when Rook and Pawn's Wyatt Welter lunged to his right and caught a blistering line drive off the bat of Jace Maddox. The quick-thinking Welter then tagged out an advancing runner for an amazing inning-ending double play. We have two minors games. We have a AAA game, Cadence Bank versus Butler Properties. Monday night AAA action saw Butler Properties facing Cadence Bank. The Butler Properties Bombers jumped off to an early lead, posting four runs in the top of the first and taking control of the game early. Cadence Bank didn't panic and responded immediately by scoring five runs in their half of the inning, highlighted by Eli Middleton's rocket double to left center. After taking the lead, Cadence Bank's battery of Troy Rucker on the mound and Jennings Holloway behind the plate settled into a nice rhythm. Troy was pounding the strike zone all night, recording several key strikeouts with runners on base. On the other end, Jennings was blocking everything thrown his way. While Butler Properties continued to battle to get runners out, Troy and Jennings kept the runners in check, preventing them from taking extra bases and adding to their run total. Throwing a couple of nice plays by Sequoy Harris at second base, and Cadence Bank had their most complete defensive game of the season. In the final inning, Cadence Bank put the game away with another five-run inning. The big blow came on a huge bases-loaded triple by Aiden Barnes in the end. It was Cadence Bank at night as the game ended with the final score, Cadence Bank 14 and Butler Properties 5. We had a double-A game, Teams Environmental Design versus E&T of Athens. Now, this was a close game. Exciting game for Coons and E&T of Athens, who squared off in the late slot of the double-A divisions. E&T of Athens pulled out decisive early lead 7-0 at the end of the first inning. E&T came out hitting the ball hard with nearly everybody in the top of the lineup getting strong base hits. Charlie Langley, William Shuler both went 3-for-3. Alan Zapata continued his amazing hitting, going 2-for-2. Wright Cook and Sim Shuler both went 2-for-3, scoring twice. Eric Morrison had a big, big hit. Tanner Vaynote, Logan Stopher, Aiden Williams, Kennard Marshall all reached base and continued to the big first inning. Coons Environmental Design turned up the heat after the first, though, with seven runs in the second and cutting into the lead to pull off a 12-11 win. The entire team of Coons Design put forth some exemplary effort with multiple hits from John Gimbrell, Will Ryan, Henry Morgan, Joseph Pardo, Tristan Campbell, and Ben Chappell. John Gimbrell, Harris McMullen, and Henry Morgan also shared pitching duties and all did a great job in the last three innings. Sim Shuler pitched a strong game as well for E&T of Athens. It was Brady Katz, though, who hit the game winner, a screamer down the third baseline to score the winning run to the bottom of the fifth on a very exciting walk-off hit. Overall, a great game on both sides. But Coons Environmental goes home with the victory. Coons Environmental 12, E&T of Athens 11. And that is it for the Little League Report.
Tyler, thank you so much. A fantastic job, as always. Now, if you don't mind, I want to give you a homework assignment before next Wednesday when we have you back on. Are you cool with that?
Hey.
I want a nickname from whatever coach gives out those awesome nicknames. So if you could talk, I've never had a good nickname in my life, so I need one.
Okay, yeah, I'll think of one. So this time next Wednesday, so you want a nickname for you and David and
yes.
Russ?
Get one for all three of us if you don't mind. That way we can have something we can refer to ourselves. And those are some awesome names you threw out there.
That sounds good. Yeah, so I'll think of one for each of you. We might do one for each week. Perfect. Going into the end of the season.
I would love anything you can bring our way, and I'd appreciate it. I need one desperately. So, no, great stuff. All those players' names you just mentioned are already more famous in sports than I've ever been. So congratulations to all of them for having a big night. Tyler, thanks a lot so much. We'll get to you next week. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. That is the Athens Little League Report. It is brought to you by Brett's Casual American.